Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
And we're back. Farrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. We are rolling, of course. Sirius XM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio. Good to have everybody with us. Scotty will be back on Monday for Super Bowl week, final night of me and Mafia. We are watching the end of Iowa and Illinois here. Big Ten game on a Friday night. Close game, 78-75 now. Now, before this three that just got hit, would make it 78-75, Mafia. This is what bothered me with Iowa when they lost to Minnesota a few weeks ago. It's going to bother me in this game when they lose this one. You're down the stretch. It's a one or a two possession game. Why are you not giving the ball to Garza, the guy who's going to win the player of the year, and instead I've got McCaffrey's kid and Wisecamp, you know, chucking up threes all over the place. Now, I'm a little behind you. Clearly, they're going to hit a three here. I hope it was Garza that hit. I'm sure it was McCaffrey's kid after I just, you know, crushed him. But I just don't like that you have these two guys sitting outside, and, geez, he shot it from the middle of nowhere, too. It still doesn't matter, Mafia. Why are they not giving the ball to Garza? Why? Why are they letting these kids bomb from outside?
I mean, I think the reason they're doing that is because they're shutting him down. They're, you know, doubling guards. They know the ball's going to him. Wow. They're face guard not letting it get to him. I mean, yeah, you don't want these guys. Now, the Bohannon's the one, I believe, that hit the three-pointer to get them within three here. But that's the guy that you know you're going to. And in a situation, sometimes, you know, they know where you're going. You can't just force it in there. Otherwise, you get turnovers like they did earlier. I didn't think the three was terrible before that by McCaffrey. He just completely shorted it. He had no legs on it whatsoever. Or Wisecamp, whoever it was. I think it was McCaffrey.
They stink. And this is what I always talk about, Mafia, with, you know, in late January and February is when you're building your bank. You're building your portfolio in your head of these college basketball teams for when you get to March. And you know which ones you've seen play, which ones you like, which ones you don't like, situations like this. This is the second time now I've watched Iowa on the road in the final minute of a very close game. Go away from Garza. Listen, you get him the ball. You get him the ball, and I don't like the way they handle these situations, and what is that going to do for me? It's going to mean that I'm going to play off of – I'm not going to play Iowa. When they get into a big spot against a good team in the tournament, I'm not going to play him because of situations like I have seen tonight and against Minnesota. I can't do it with these two kids just, you know, chucking them down from three and not giving the ball to Luke. I can't have it, Mafia. I'm sorry. I'm upset about this game now.
Well, you know, this is what happens with teams like this. You know, how many years have we seen this with Iowa, Wisconsin, all these teams that have, you know, these Big Ten teams usually that have these coaches that have been around forever, that are great coaches, that, you know, you get the four-year players, that for some reason, when it comes down to clutch time, they just cannot get it done. It's been year after year. I mean, I've been burned so many times thinking Wisconsin was legit, and then they choke in the tournament early on. You're like, are you kidding me?
So they're getting the ball back here, Mafia. They called 5 seconds on this kid on Illinois. He couldn't get the ball in bounds. 11 seconds left. Wow. Unbelievable. So I was going to get a chance here to tie this game up. Unbelievable. Pharrell on the bench. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver High and Mafia, in for Scotty. 844-843-6879. The number to get involved. We, of course, SiriusXM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio, all of our other outstanding affiliates coast to coast. Getting down to the end here, Iowa and Illinois. Illinois with a turnover, another brick. You're ahead. So we got another brick. Who shot it this time, Mafia? Which one was it? Don't tell me it was McCaffrey's kid again. Who shot it this time?
I think it was Bohannon again, the number three.
Another guy.
Kind of going away, almost a fadeaway three. I mean, not even good feet set off the side of the rim, just a terrible shot. See, it's almost like a fadeaway turnaround from three. That's just awful. Turn, set your feet, get your shot, kid.
Now, let me go back here and just then that they took that goaltending off the board. They did not score. That was the possession when they gave him the ball back that the kid shorted the three, right? So they ended up not
scoring. Turned it over.
Right, okay. Now, what an awful shot that kid took. I finally saw it because you were ahead of me. What kind of a shot was that? There was 11 seconds left in the game. There's 11 seconds left. Why is this kid heaving it? He takes two dribbles and heaves with 8 seconds left on the clock. What
two
is this kid
the
doing?
Line.
The guy was right in his face. What is he doing?
Oh, are you kidding me? You guys suck. Then they get the big guy in the free throw line. He bricks the front end of the 1-1 and then comes down and gets his own rebound because no one boxes him out.
This is just, listen, I'm sorry. I don't care if they have Garza. I don't care. This team, when they play somebody good in March, I'm going the other way. Give me the other team. You know what? There's tons of teams I would take over this Iowa team. I cannot believe that with 11 seconds left, that kid dribbled towards the sideline and heaved it when he had 8 seconds left on the clock and so many options. Embarrassing. Iowa deserves to lose. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. 844-843-6879, the number. We will come back, start getting to this. Been a big trade in Major League Baseball. Let's hit that when we come back, Mafia. Get away from Iowa. They stink. Pharrell on the bench rolls on right after this.
If sports talk stations were cars, we'd be the one that you drove the wheels off of in high school, cruising for chicks and going to the game on Friday nights, then forgetting where you parked it till Saturday morning and you had to get your buddy to drive you around looking for it.
I think I see it, man.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Back, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight. He'll be back on Monday. 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved. Rocking and rolling on SiriusXM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio, and all of our other great affiliates coast to coast. So Illinois beats Iowa. Forget the Hawkeyes. That's an auto fade for me when we get to March. And another good one starting up now, if you like late night college hoops. Colorado State and Boise State, really good game in the Mountain West. Just tipped off 6-2 Colorado State early. Both of those teams have played very well in the early going, and that should be a good game. And let's give the Mavs, look, I'm annoyed now, Moff. I probably should have jumped in on the Mavericks when they were getting like 18.5, 19.5 on the live line. You know, they've cut it to 14. They were down 20. What were they down? 22, 23. So they sliced into it a little bit. You'd like to think they're going to have some kind of heart here in the second half, unlike the other night against the Jazz. I remember, what did I sweat out the other night? I took them 14.5 at halftime, and they ended up losing by 12 when all the scrubs came in the last 2 minutes. Can we pull that off again with the Mavericks tonight, Mafia?
I don't think so. I'm not buying it. I wouldn't mind taking the 12.5 right now with Utah at halftime up 15. I mean, I just think that, well, 16 as we're getting close. We're not even into halftime yet. There's still less than a minute left, and they're extending their lead. So I just think Dallas has nothing. I think this is going to get worse. Maybe you have a chance at the backdoor cover, but, I mean, they turned up the offense in the second quarter, you know, drastically. It's gone from 12 to 30 points, but they're still not stopping the Jazz. And as long as you're not doing anything to stop them, slowing them down a little bit, but I don't think it's enough. I think the defense is going to, you know, be lackluster again in the second half, and I'm not buying them.
Yeah, it's probably a stay away from me tonight. We had a good night in the NHL. Probably don't want to just start giving it back with the Dallas Mavericks, who you just cannot trust at all. We already played fate with them the other night at halftime, and we ended up squeaking by with 14.5. I don't think that I'm going to do it again tonight. But we
maybe get involved
our
in total
on
instead.
That game.
We're at 214.5 right now. We got 101 points between them.
What do you like? You like the under?
You know, it's juice to the under.
I think there'll be points in the second half.
I think so, too. I don't think they're going to play a lot of defense in the second half. I think we might get, you know, that's a low total for a West Coast game, for Western Conference.
16. I mean, Utah's not going to score 60 again. If they can get you 50 and get you to around 110, you would just need about 100. You would need the Mavericks. You need the Mavericks to play better in the second half, I think, to get that over. It just went down to 213.5. That's a tough one. We'll have to think about that. Halftime is just starting. We'll have to think about that and digest if we want to get in. Maybe the total is the play for our halftime. We've done it every night. We might as well finish the week off with a halftime live bet on FanDuel between the Mavericks and the Jazz. We'll see. Mafia, we did have a late-night Major League Baseball trade as we continue to get closer to the start of spring training. We really don't even know yet officially if spring training is starting on time, right? I mean, we have no idea. It's supposed to start in a couple of weeks. That really hasn't been set in stone yet, that spring training is just like a full go. I know that Manfred has said some things, but either way, we've got a big trade tonight, and Nolan Arenado, of course, Rockies third baseman, signed a big deal with them not too long ago, and he's going to be off to the St. Louis Cardinals, Mafia. And the Cards always seem, you know, to come out of nowhere and get guys like this. Like, this is such a typical St. Louis Cardinal type of move. They did it a few years ago with Goldschmidt, too. This is very St. Louis Cardinals-esque, but I'm not sure, Mafia, they weren't that great last year. Now, last year's tough to go by. It was a strange season. But I just don't feel like they have a lot of quality arms. And this is just another case of, let's add another bat on top. Now, listen, they're a better team. Of course, Arenado's going to make anybody a better team. But I don't know if they're that much better. I'm going to go and look at what the odds are. But what do you think of Arenado going to the Cardinals here?
I think that's a great deal for them. I agree with you that you said, you know, when I was looking at the different people they have on their roster who signed, their pitching staff is weak. Obviously, they have a great starter there in Flaherty. The rest of them, you're like, I don't know, especially signing Wainwright again at this point. You're 39 years old. It's like, really, what are you doing? I just don't like their pitching staff overall. I mean, even Andrew Miller, who's been he's unrestricted right now as a free agent there, who was, you know, their closer for the most part, or, you know, one of their big setup guys. They just have a lot of guys in there I just don't believe in on the pitching staff. And like you said, you can't just always throw offense out there and just expect bats to make up for bad pitching. But you still do need offense. But I like the way that they are set up right now, because if you look at where they are, you know, their division has been weak for a long time, but now, you know, started to build back up. But, you know, now you can say, okay, Cincinnati's probably losing Bauer, who was huge for them last year. You have the Cubs, who are just a mess right now, and you don't know what's going on, if they're going to trade Bryan or not. You know, they just don't seem to be like a team that's going to compete right now. Pittsburgh, any guy they have that's worth anything, they'll trade for a bag of balls, you know, over the last decade, but even recently more so. And that's just them and the Brewers. And I think this, you know, helps them get a lot more offensive. I think it helps them in a sense that, you know, their third baseman there in Carpenter has been declining over the last 2 years. He's got a lot of money on his deal here, $18.5 million for 2 years. So I don't know what they're going to do there, if they're going to move him to a different position or, you know, hope that they put the DH rule in effect again in the NL and they could use him there or something. But Arenado is an incredible player. And not only do they get him, but they get him and $50 million on top of it, too. So they're not even paying a big part of this deal. They're paying, three quarters of the deal instead of the whole deal. I think it's a great trade for them.
Yeah, it is. And you're right. The Rockies are sending him like a whole bunch of cash. And whatever the players are. I'm sure they're getting some of the Cardinals' better prospects. Now, I looked right when the trade happened, and FanDuel, I guess, wasn't, updated immediately with it, because when the tweet went out from Rosenthal, they were 20-1 to win the National League, and they've already been juiced up to 12-1. So they went from 20-1 to 12-1 with this Arenado acquisition. They passed the Phillies, the Nationals, and the Reds. So when I looked at the Central right when the tweet came out, they were second best odds to win the Central. I think it was plus 235. The Reds were first. They now, Mafia, have the NL Central off the board at FanDuel. So clearly they are recalculating the odds for the Central with Arenado now in St. Louis. But they now jump up to the fifth choice to win the NL. And listen, no doubt their lineup's going to be very good. But are they as good as the Dodgers, the Padres, the Braves, even the Mets with what they've done? Don't know if I put him in that class yet. That's a pretty hefty jump from 20-1 to 12-1 for Arenado.
Yeah, I could definitely see them jumping up to take the lead in that division, when those odds come back up. And I understand them getting, juiced up a little bit in the overall favorites market, but I agree with you. I think they'll win the Central or at least make the playoffs out of it. I don't know if I still put them up there with the Dodgers, the Mets, and some of these other teams that have made some, better moves in this offseason. Not that Arenado's not a good move, but, as we talked about, they still have other moves they have to make. They can't sit here now and say, okay, we're good. We made our big splash. We're good to go. No, they got to go sign some pitching. They need to change that up. They can't just go with what they have outside of Flaherty. I'm looking right now to see if there's anything that's really worth going after the free agent market as far as pitchers. I mean, Odorizzi's not terrible. Paxton's there. Porcello was bad for the Mets. He's been banged up. I don't know if there's anything that could really put them over the top as a pitcher that they could sign to really give them that next step and shore that staff up enough to make them true contenders in the NL for me.
No, it's true. They need another arm or two, and there really isn't another arm or two available right now. They didn't move them that much in the World Series odds because it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of good AL teams. They're 24-1 to win the World Series. I don't think this puts the Cardinals in play to win the NL or win the World Series, but it makes them a better baseball team. There's no doubt about that at all. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia, in for Scotty, 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. We're rocking on Sirius XM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio. We keep going right after this. We're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. 844-843-6879. The number to get involved. We are rocking on Sirius XM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio, and all of our other great affiliates from coast to coast. Scotty will be back on Monday for Super Bowl week. Final night here for me and Mafia. Boise State out to a 16-11 lead on the Colorado State Rams. A very good game in the Mountain West tonight. That's for sure. I'm following it, very interested in it. I've been on Boise a lot this year. They've been very good to me. Halftime in the NBA game, Jazz up 61-45 on the Mavericks. So a 16-point lead. No Mitchell, like Mafia was saying. The Mavs have been awful here. We'll see if they can pull themselves together and maybe make some kind of rally, show a little bit of heart, and not get swept in Utah, at least not get swept both games in embarrassing fashion because they got blown out the other night too. We'll see if they can get things cooking. All right, Mafia. So, Super Bowl. We made it through bye week, right? I mean, we made it through, which is always it's always an interesting week it's even more so this year, clearly, with COVID situation, et cetera, et cetera. But Aaron Rodgers got us through the first half of the week in the NFL, and Deshaun Watson got us through the second half of the week. And now we've made it, Mafia, to where we've got to Friday night. Sunday is 1 week from the game. And Monday we start the full hype train as we can really start to dive in and get ready for the Chiefs and the Buccaneers in Super Bowl 55. Not the worst. Honestly, Mafia, we've been doing this a long time. Not the worst bye week ever in terms of stories NFL-wise to talk about. Rodgers and Watson definitely helped out because there's been years where, like, you know, you're talking about Ray Lewis with the deer antler spray or, or you know, the Deflategate with Brady. At least you had some decent stories this week to get you through bye week.
Yeah, I was surprised, given that we were going in, you know, it's a COVID Super Bowl here. You know, usually a lot of the stories you get coming out of Super Bowl week kind of, you know, drag you along that aren't just what's going to happen in the game, who's going to do this, what's this problem, you know, besides the generic stories just talking about the game. The ones that usually get you through are someone doing something stupid in the Super Bowl city. So given that no one was allowed to go to the Super Bowl city and go partying and drunk driving and all the stupid things these people do when it gets to Super Bowl, I'm very surprised we had such a simple week, you know, getting these stories that helped us, you know, move on and just not have to analyze the game for 14 days straight. I loved it. It was very nice.
Yes, it was extremely helpful. But that doesn't mean, Mafia, that everybody didn't talk. Now, before we were going to listen to a couple guys, but before we do that, we referenced the Schefter tweet today on Coast to Coast with Keith about how starting today, if any player or coach tests positive between now and game day, they would not be eligible to participate in that game. And Keith brought up the point of, you know, you got to bubble wrap Mahomes and Brady. And I said, listen, how about everybody? Like, I would not let anybody go anywhere. Like, the teams, even if the NFL is not going to authorize it or pay for it, I would have, Mafia, if I was Tampa and I was Kansas City, got all the members of my organization together and said, guys, we made the Super Bowl. You've all done an unbelievable job all year long of staying safe and staying on the field and staying healthy and doing all these things. We are now going to ask you for the next 9 or 10 days to come and bubble with us in this hotel, and we are not, you're not going to, listen, it is what it is. You see your families on Super Bowl Sunday after the game. We're here to win, and let's bubble it up and make sure we're 100% ready to go on Super Bowl Sunday. That's what I would have done. Clearly, that was not the way that they went, but I thought it would have been a good idea, Moff.
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. And, you know, I take it a step further. You said the NFL should have. I know that it said they didn't want it with the whole playoffs. I get that. That's a lot of, you know, teams, a lot of things going on. You know, you're not going to just pack up 80-plus guys for every team and take them down to the wild world of sports and do like the NBA did or something. But it should have been in the cards that, okay, you win the AFC, you win the NFC, have a bag packed, because after that game's over, either way, you're going to the airport, you're flying to Tampa, you're practicing there, you're staying there in the hotels, and you are staying away from everyone because the Super Bowl is the biggest game of the year. It is what this whole season was about. They didn't want to lose the money and the broadcast and all the things they make off of this game. Granted, it's, as we said, you know, a lot more demure than it was before. No parties, you know, very few fans, only what, 7,700. And they're just, you know, the vaccinated healthcare workers. It's not the corporate sponsors. It's not the fans of the teams and all that kind of stuff. So I get that it's different this year. But everything was about getting to this point. Everything they did in the season, moving games, the protocols, all of it, was about getting to here. I would have shut everyone down for 2 weeks. And if you win, you're in, and this is what you're doing. I don't care if you like it or not, because we need to get to this game and not have, you know, any of our major players out because of COVID, given what happened all season. You know, you saw the things with the Titans, with the Ravens. There is, you know, a couple different teams where you had big outbreaks that could have derailed the whole season. I would not have taken any chances. Obviously, they did. And now we're at this point where, you know, could have, should have, would have. But, yeah, I agree with you. I don't know why the NFL didn't. I certainly don't know why the teams didn't. And, you know, I'm sure the players are being careful and smart because this is the ultimate goal for them. This is what they played the whole season for and sacrificed for. But there's always idiots. There are, as we said, you know, big rosters. This isn't 10 to 12 guys in an NBA team. This isn't, you know, even 20, 30 guys in an NHL team you had in a bubble. There's what I know the rosters are a little expanded this year because of COVID. There's at least 50 to 60 guys plus staff.
Yeah, 60 to 70 guys. 60 to 70 guys plus staff. It's a lot.
I guarantee you that there's five or six idiots in that. You know, 10% of that is some moron that's going out and doing things he should not do this week and risking everything. And I wouldn't have taken that chance. It's amazing that they did. And hopefully, cross your fingers, we get to the game and it does not affect it.
Right. I mean, geez, you know, you mentioned some of the ones in the season. I mean, the Browns had it right in the playoffs. I mean,
it cost them their game in the playoffs.
All those guys, you know, it is what it is. I'm stunned that they didn't shut all these guys down and just say, all right, you made it all year. You got 10 days to go. And you're going to do it all together in a hotel. And that's right, that.
Pack your video games, pack your computers, pack your DVDs, whatever you need. Make sure that Netflix, you download a bunch on your computer. You're going to a hotel and you're staying there.
It's hard because Kansas City's going to stay at home. So if they've been doing what they've been doing, they're not going until the day before. It's like a regular road game for them. Tampa's at home. So hopefully everybody stays safe and, you know, stays healthy, and we get 100% attendance next Sunday for this game because it's going to be a good one. Let's hear from some of the participants quickly. Let's start with Brady, Mafia, because Brady's funny. He's obviously won a billion of these games. He's been in a billion of these games. But here he is, Mafia, trying to sell you that experience doesn't matter in the Super Bowl.
Experience doesn't matter. Playing well matters. And the team that wins is not going to be the most experienced team. It's going to be the team that plays the best. So we got to prepare the best. We got to execute the best. We got to perform the best under pressure. And if we do that, we'll be champions. And if we don't, we won't be.
Yeah, you're a liar. I'm sorry. I'm not going to accept that. There has to be somewhat of a little factor that you've played in a billion of these games. Now, Patrick Mahomes was there last year, too. So it's not like he's playing somebody who hasn't been there. But a lot of guys on his team, Mafia, have not. Let's be fair. The Chiefs were all there last year. They know what it's like to play in the Super Bowl. Now, Tom knows, and Gronk knows. But there's a lot of guys on this Tampa Bay team. It's part of why Tom and Gronk went there, to show them the way. And this could be a very, very big spot for the first time for players on offense and defense for the Tampa Bay Bucks. And Tom can lie all he wants. It's a factor when the other team was just in the game a year ago.
Yeah, but I think the experience factor is one that transfers more so to the hoopla around the game. I think once you get to the field, right, it's just a game. You know, with the stands mostly empty, it's not going to be a factor. You know, there are definitely things that change in this game, mostly dealing with the media and that media night, which they now are not going to have to do normally. It's going to be on Zoom stuff. I mean, mostly, you know, they'll change as far as, you know, it's going to be a longer halftime in between. How do you stay warm? How do you stay loose and not tighten up in between? That'll be, you know, experience things that they could help them with. But I think the bigger things that you need the experience for to get around is all the drama and the BS around the game, which they are going to have to deal with this year because of the COVID and because of keeping things different. So, yeah, in that sense, experience doesn't matter. But when you get into the game, and, you know, you're going to tell me that experience didn't matter when Atlanta blew that lead against them, when Shanahan didn't have the experience to say, hey, I got to stay aggressive and not go and give up the game plan and just play it cautious. Experience does matter. It absolutely does. You know, experience mattered when New England played the Rams, who couldn't be stopped by anybody, and suddenly their offense went out the window in the Super Bowl. It does matter.
No, it's very true. It matters in this game. But you're right about the aspect of the outside stuff. And especially because Tampa doesn't have to go anywhere. So they're the team that I'm kind of referencing here. And it's not like Tampa has to, you know, it's not like they're going to New Orleans or going to L.A. You know, it's not like both teams are going there. It's a rare situation for them that they're going to be the home team. 844-843-6879, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty. We keep rolling after this.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us.
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. 844-843-6879. The number to get involved. We're rocking on Sirius XM channel 204 Sports Grid Radio. Scotty back on Monday. Final night for me and Mafia here on a pain-free Friday. We're watching the Jazz just absolutely dismantle the Mavericks here on a Friday night NBA game. 73-51. The score now, midway through the third. Nice job by Mafia jumping in, taking the Jazz. What was it, minus 12 and a half, Moff? Minus 12 and a half at halftime?
12 and a half at halftime. Well, you know, don't congratulate me. Yeah, we still have a whole fourth quarter plus most of the
third. Right.
So the back door is always in play, and you know, you got to worry about it. But right now they are extending their lead and looking good, and Dallas looks absolutely terrible. And I saw Porzingis has four fouls, so that's going to hurt them. He'll be on the bench for a little bit. Hardaway, I think, picked up an offensive an offensive foul on the screen on O'Neal, so he's heading to the bench, it looks like, as well. Just an ugly game for Dallas in every which way possible.
Yeah, it really is. Awful couple games in Utah, because they did the same thing on Wednesday night. They were awful in the game, got absolutely ran out of the gym. So Dallas got a lot of work to do, because they're in trouble. There's a lot of good teams in the Western Conference, and right now, they are not one of them, and they're digging themselves a big hole where they're going to have to make a run in the second half. Let's get back to the Super Bowl, Moff. We heard from Brady, the experience stuff, whatever. Let's go to Patty Mahomes now. And I think that there is one thing in this game that is going to be talked about a lot next week, Monday through Friday, with all the talking heads and the analyzing of the game. And that's going to be that the Chiefs do not have their left tackle, Fisher Dunn, he got hurt in the last game, or their right tackle, Schwartz, who got hurt early in the season. He hasn't played in a while. And we know that Tampa Bay has a very good front line with JPP in there. You've got Vita Vea. You've got White. You've got Shaq Barrett. You've got a lot of guys who bring the heat towards the quarterback. Let's listen to Mahomes, Mafia. But he's confident that the guys who are going to be on the O-line, they're going to be able to handle it.
They have a really good defense in general. I mean, obviously the front is special at every single position, but the whole entire defense, they make a lot of plays. And so for us, you have to have trust in those guys up front. They work their tail off just like everybody else. And so I felt like they've done a great job all year of going against a lot of good defensive fronts. And for me, I just got to get the ball out of my hand in whatever way possible and not let those guys kind of destroy the game. You want to make sure that you get the guy, get it to our playmakers in space and try to see if we can make some plays happen.
There is Patrick Mahomes talking about his O-line. And yes, Mafia, this will be the discussion because these guys are dangerous, and that offensive line is banged up on the outside, which made them move the guards to the outside, which makes the interior a little thin. Will be the big topic of discussion.
Yeah, we've seen what that front has done. You know, they had pressure on your boy Aaron Rodgers all game last week. You know, that's probably why he doesn't run on that third and goal late in the game. You know, people are saying because he was so used to having them, you know, sack him. Every time he tried to get away, they got him. So he just thought, let me get rid of the ball, and, you know, I don't think I have a chance to run it. So, you know, you saw how the pressure affected his game. It didn't work as well on Heinicke the week before because he was able to scramble more and make things happen. But Breeze had them in his backfield all the time. So the pressure brought by the defense has been huge for them, the pressure and the turnovers they've created. You know, they have been a turnover machine for the last two games, making big plays. I mean, really, that game in New Orleans was won because of the defense, because the offense was set up with short fields because of defense getting turnovers. You know, all the interceptions on Breeze, the fumbles they caused, and then they caused a fumble again last week. They're getting turnovers. They're getting stops. They're getting pressure. So that's something Mahomes is going to have to worry about. But then again, he's also one of the most elusive quarterbacks we've ever seen. You could have five guys in the backfield, and somehow the guy still scrambles enough to all of a sudden make a 50-yard pass to Tyreek Hill off his back foot while falling away, or, you know, just scrambles and all of a sudden gets 30 yards because he finds 3 inches of room he can somehow squeeze between. So they've done an incredible job against an immobile quarterback, and a decently mobile quarterback. Now they're going against the most mobile quarterback in the NFL outside of Lamar Jackson. We'll see if they can actually contain him or if that pass rush leaves too many holes for him.
And you bring that up, and it's funny. I wanted to mention this last night because yesterday that story was out there about Salah, who was referencing last year in the Super Bowl. He said if he had any advice for the defensive players going up against Mahomes, don't get fooled by that little old man walk that he does, you know, after he gets tackled or after he goes for a run. And you know what? When Salah said that, he does do that. He does it a lot. Now, they say he was legitimately hurt, and this is before the concussion. I'm talking about the toe thing. You know, the limping around at the Brown game, which he would eventually get knocked out for a different reason. But even before that, I've seen Mahomes do that act, Mafia, where he gets hit and he gets up and he acts like he's walking very gingerly. And Salah was basically, you know, insinuating that it's all an act, that Mahomes is doing that to try to make the defensive line and the defensive players think that there's something wrong with them when there actually isn't. And I believe it.
Hey, gamesmanship is a big thing. The mental games are a big part of any game. You know, these guys saying these things sometimes are that we say, oh, wow, I can't believe they said that. They want the reaction sometimes. Yeah, sometimes they are just stupid unless something's slipping. You're like, dude, what are you thinking? Sometimes it's intentional. Sometimes the things they do, the way they act, the smack talking, it's to get in guys' heads, make them do things that they want them to do and that the other player really doesn't want to do but gets dragged into. And it works for him. I mean, he can play games. You know, he can make you think, oh, man, he's hobbled. All right, I'm going to get this guy finally. And all of a sudden, boom, he's gone before you even know it.
It's so true. And it's going to be a challenge for those guys in the line. Now, an MVP thing here, and we kind of mentioned this the other night, but it's amazing how much the odds have moved. And it's all. And listen, credit goes to Smitty and Ariel Mafia because they were on this Monday or Tuesday. I was watching them on the morning after, and they were kind of looking at the MVP props. And Devin White was listed when it opened at 150-1. Okay, now that for a guy who can have a pretty sizable impact in this game, that is a monster number. And geez, I know that they grabbed it, and clearly other people did too, because the next day, Mafia, it was 100-1. And now we have gotten to Friday, and it's at 55-1. So it is dropped from 150-1 to 100-1 to 55-1 in a couple days. Now listen, defensive players, they very rarely win this award. We know it's a quarterback award, the MVP, but man, Mafia, talk about Smitty and Ariel moving the market with that little suggestion of Devin White at 150-1 earlier in the week on TMA. Nice job by them.
Great job. You know, that's the best thing that we do here on Sports Grid. And I know Smitty loves to do that. And, you know, you do it with him on Saturdays. I try to do the same thing with Walsh. It's not always about just picking bets. It's sometimes about finding the best bets for the value. Like, what is, you know, something that's actually going to give you some return? It's something that's actually going to make it worth your while. You know, we do that a lot of times with the fights. You'll see a lot of these big spreads, you know, on the money line. It's like, well, it's not worth betting a guy that's -300 because you're not making your money back. You're making a lot less. Is it worth the risk? No. So, you know, you try to find the other ways to get in at it. And, you know, these inside tracks they get, that's one of them. And they're good with that. And as you said, it moves up the line drastically. A lot of people, you know, maybe whether it's off of them or just off of, you know, their own thinking, hey, you know, this guy is out there. He's, you know, an offense wrecker. He's been great this playoffs. Why not throw a little cash on the off chance that he can make something happen? That's why I think everyone's kind of jumping on this over, and I'm leaning towards the under. I know that both teams can score points. I know we saw Kansas City put up a ton, but I'm respecting the defensive play of both these sides from the last couple of weeks enough to think that, you know, it might be tighter than we think, and it might be shorter than we think. It might be, you know, 30-27 or something like that, or, you know, or maybe a little less, where we actually see it just slide under that under, maybe tease that up or something instead of just going right with the over, because both these teams are playing good on both sides of the ball.
No, you're right, Moff. And honestly, think about it. A really close, you know, think about a 27-24 type of game. That would be a lot of scoring, you know, and it wouldn't be near the number. I mean, that's 51, you know, and that's 27-24 is a decently high scoring football game. You think both of these teams are going to get in the 30s? I don't know. I mean, we've seen it. It's not impossible. You know, the Pats and the Eagles a few years ago, that was a ton of points scored in that game. But, yeah, no, I think that I'm leaning under right now. with you. I've said a bunch, I'm not playing a side in this game unless the number moves off of three. I don't like where it is right now. I don't like either team enough to jump on the number. Now, if you get to 3.5, 2.5, which it'll never get to, then maybe I could. But these MVP props and all these other silly props as they continue to get up throughout the week, that's where I'm going to be. Devin White, yeah. 55-1. Shaq Barrett, 50-1. JPP, 100-1. If there's anybody on D who's going to get it, Mafia, it's one of those three guys if they're wrecking the game. So worth a small splash, that's for sure.
Yeah, I still can't lean to the defense too much because of how much they favor the offense, and especially if we're going to get something up that we're going to get some scoring out of this. I don't think you're going to be enough of a stopper to get a defensive player that award. I'm still leaning, value-wise towards Kelce at 15-1. It's not nearly what those guys are, but I think that he's a great chance because of how he does so many things we haven't seen tight ends do. And you know what? The way the guy's played in the playoffs and that they're leaning on him and, that he seems to be on a mission to prove that he wasn't a flop and he could actually be what we expected when he was drafted. Leonard Fournette at 30-1 isn't a bad bet either.
No, it isn't. I think you do have to look to those guys. People, you get scared off by the wide receivers, and in Kelce's case, tight end, because those guys getting big numbers is going to translate into the quarterbacks getting big numbers. Whereas for a Fournette or an Edwards-Helaire or Williams, they can gather numbers without the quarterbacks gathering. So if you're going to take a shot on an offensive player outside of a quarterback, I think you're on the right path, Mafia. I think that the running back area like Fournette is probably the way to go. But we know that nine times
out of 10, the Chiefs' running defense being the weak part of their defense. That's the hole. We saw that against the Browns. They can be run on.
Yeah, and they're already – see, I'm going through them. There's already so many fun ones. Like these – I'm going to be more interested in this stuff. Will both teams have the lead in the second half? Plus 140 for yes. I think so. Will both teams have the lead in the fourth quarter? We just saw that a year ago. Niners had a two-score lead going into the fourth, and the Chiefs beat them. Plus 300, Mafia, will both teams have a lead in the fourth quarter? That's an auto right there. I'm playing that one. Boom.
Yeah, why not? I like that one. If it's going to be a back-and-forth game like we think, if it's going to be a tight game, there's a great chance that there is, a lead change in the fourth quarter.
Coach's challenges. See, I'm seeing all this stuff for the first time. I want to play the plus money ones, Mafia. I can't play this minus 120 stuff. If I'm going to play 50 Super Bowl props, I need plus money stuff. Will there be a successful fourth down conversion? No, plus 300. Somebody will get a fourth down. There's too many.
Yeah, and you got two aggressive coaches, too. Two aggressive coaches that trust their quarterback.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. But we're finally here, Mafia. Monday will really start. We're going to have 5 full days of all the props, Chiefs in the Bucks. We didn't even get to. They finally put the player ones up too, Mafia. So Monday we'll have to start diving into those. Pharrell on the bench. Carver, I, and Mafia in for Scotty. 844-843-6879 is the number. Rock it on SiriusXM channel 204 and all of our other great affiliates coast to coast. We will come back, Mafia, and we will wrap this week up. Pharrell on the bench rolls on right after this. And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. Good one going on in the Mountain West. Colorado State up 39-38 on Boise State as they get ready for the second half in that one. Utah continues to put the whooping on the Dallas Mavericks out in Salt Lake. 90-62. They are still in the third quarter. So things are just getting worse and worse for the Mavs here, Mafia. I know that you will be an interested party in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I will be one of the few people that actually keeps this game on through the rest of it because I have a little action on this because this is an absolute blowout and slaughter. That's the best part about betting, a game that either you don't care about or that is an absolutely terrible game like this. So he got something to get involved on. Porzingis with 5 fouls, so he's essentially out of this game. So that'll be a big thing for Dallas and their lack of ability to come back in this game, I'm sure. And Utah probably just rolling. I just have to worry about the scrubs blowing it.
No, no doubt about that. So Mafia not turning the game off on ESPN tonight with the Jazz and the Mavericks. Mafia, great stuff.
You're welcome
this week.
For your ratings,
good ESPN. Time. Good stuff this week, Maf. We made it through the bye week. Scotty's back on Monday, and we get into the one of the funner weeks of the year. A little different this year with COVID, but one of the funner weeks of the year. Super Bowl week on Monday. I know you're excited, Maf.
Of course I am. Everybody loves the big game. It's the biggest thing. That's why we, you know, have played this whole season. I'm a little, it's almost bittersweet because you're excited for it, but then you sit there knowing like, oh man, in a week there's no football. And then it's like, what do I do then? Like, yeah, I love basketball, hockey, and college hoops, but man, that month between the Super Bowl and March Madness is kind of a no man's land.
No, it really is. It's amazing. But good week. We had a lot of fun here. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia. Scotty back on Monday night. Thanks for everybody for checking it out on SiriusXM 204 and everywhere else. We'll see you guys on Monday for Super Bowl week. Have a good weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing service that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client, Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. Now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.